Hey there, welcome to Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. I've got the doors open for you today, and we're going to just be really honest. I want to share with you some things on this topic today that I wrestle with. The topic is really experiencing intentional peace in your life, and what's the opposite of that? A lack of peace in your life. You know what that feels like. Stressed, maybe anxious, maybe fearful. You know, what do you do? What are the things that you do to find peace in your life? We got some really practical help for you today. So if you're ready, let's do this. This is Intentional Living.
Welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open just for you. 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. And now, from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your faith, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I welcome you to the Intentional Living Center. And I always chuckle that on some days when I walk into the studio and I recognize what we have determined to talk about for the day and really focus on, it's kind of like I'm right in the middle of it, you know? It's easier when you're preaching on something that you've perfected, but when you're wrestling with it. And this thing on peace today, just to be really just transparent with you guys, I've wrestled with this of recent in particular with worries. We've got health problems in our extended family that we've been wrestling with, pretty serious stuff that we've been praying about. And, you know, you wonder, where's God and hasn't he shown up yet? And, you know, and I understand all the things that I believe, but then really practicing it. And sometimes you don't know until you get there. And just the stresses of work and the things that come along can rob your peace. And it was interesting, just over the weekend, our former pastor here in Tucson, at Casas Church that our kids grew up under and we grew through, and I was on the board and, you know, was part of the team there, Roger Barrier, Dr. Roger Barrier. He retired a few years ago and moved back to the Dallas area, and he was here in town preaching last night. And people in Tucson in particular know Roger, those who've read his books or whatever. You know that Roger's been through a lot in his own life. I mean, he has struggled, and he's very transparent. He struggled with physical challenges and issues, and he said last night when he was preaching, he had more surgery in his life probably than he ever should have. And his message was really from Philippians, and I needed to be there. It was a very encouraging message from Roger that really brought us back, I think, to this topic of peace today. And in essence, he talked about the Apostle Paul, where we see in 2 Corinthians, this guy, the scripture says, he'd been through it. He'd been run through the ringer. Some of the things he said here, he said, I've been in prison more frequently. I've been flogged more severely. I've been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus 1. 3 times I've been beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I've been shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. I've been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, in danger from false brothers. I've labored and I toiled. And he goes on and talks. Peace. And then you see all this, and then Paul talks about this thorn in the flesh that he had, and we don't know what it is. And then he says this profound thing in 2 Corinthians 12. And last night when Roger was teaching, he shared something I never heard before. He says 3 times, the scripture says, 3 times, Paul says, I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me, this thorn in the flesh. But he said to me, here's the words of Christ, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. And Roger was explaining that the word grace there, the context in which this was really being written, it's not this soft, gracious kind of grace that we think of, you know, being graceful, and that it really means power that is released. And I thought, wow, that really was profound. That really hit me. That when we say God's grace is sufficient in the turmoil of your life, that cancer diagnosis, that divorce, that financial reversal, that challenge you're facing, that unbelievable thing that you didn't expect to come. And when Paul says, the words of Christ, that my grace is sufficient for you. He's talking about the release of that power of God into your life. And as Christians, let me say to you before we hear the things that you're doing, don't ever forget that is a profound truth. God's grace is sufficient, and it's the release of that power. This isn't soft, wimpy kind of stuff. This is big time, powerful release of God's love and power in your life and mine. So let's get some peace together here today. You ready? Tell me what you're learning. Let's share. Let's go. Let's be intentional. 888-888-1717.
My husband and I have been listening to your show for a couple of years, and it has made an immense difference in our lives to be doing that, because we've actually put into practical application intentional living. And it's created an atmosphere of peace in our home.
Well, good. Tell me some things you're doing to be intentional in your home.
Well, we've made lots of lists about our priorities and about the things that waste our lives, our time, our effort, our finances. We eliminated a lot of confusion about where we were going in our lives. Just having so much clutter all the time going on that you never had any joy and never had any peace. And we've learned that peace is our greatest commodity. We've even made more time to spend with our family and also more time in ministry. And it's just made a real difference for us.
Boy, I needed that too, because my wife and I, Don and I, were talking about 2016. And I was sharing with her last night that this has got to be a year of simplifying. We get so, our lives can get just so full of stuff. And in the process, we lose that contentment. We lose that sense of peace because we're just so caught up in the stuff of life. So let's talk. What are you doing to find peace, to experience peace in your life? Or maybe you ain't. Let's find out. Marion, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Andy. Yes, I'm one of those that ain't.
Ain't, huh? Yeah. Welcome to the club. It's there. What's happening? What's happening, my dear?
Well, I am a 24/7 caregiver for my elderly ill mom.
Wow.
Well,
you don't have to say anything beyond that. I mean, I think every person gets that. I mean, that's pretty overwhelming. How do you handle that?
Well, I don't handle it well sometimes. Sometimes I do. Jeremiah 17:14 is a scripture that I keep very near and dear to me.
Why don't you say it for us? What is that verse?
Heal me, Lord, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are the one I praise.
Mm.
And I pray that over my mom and for my mom. It gives me great peace. It was put on my heart when she fell ill last year, and it's put on my heart quite often. And I know that her strength and my strength going through this illness and her end of life is not my own, and it's not her own. And God has us cradled every moment. But there are times when I'm living away from my husband out of state in order to take care of my mom. So that's a stressor, and medical expenses and living expenses are tight. And watching my mom give up and cry and suffer as she does. And she's even fearful almost on a daily basis now, which is different for her. And so there are times when I'm not at peace and I don't sleep. She doesn't sleep well, so I don't sleep. And the responsibilities mount up. But I know that God has us every minute. He cradles us. He has shown us such strength that we wouldn't have. But there are times when I have trouble finding peace. Yeah. And I get tired and I get overwhelmed and anxious.
And I think that adds to it. I know for myself, Marion, when I get tired and I can't, and the piling on starts in your mind. It's kind of like piling on. You know, you get one thought and then there's one issue and then there's this issue and then there's that issue and then it starts to pile on. And here's what I think, and just to pass on what I really heard last night was a reminder of the fact that when Paul was quoting Christ and saying, "My grace is sufficient for you and my power will be released into your life," that's at the moment when you need it. And I think so often what happens with these feelings of worry and fear, it's because we think about the past that we can't change and the future that we haven't lived yet. And when you're in a situation like you're in, Marion, where it's a day-to-day, it's learning every day to learn to live for this moment, this hour, and because you don't really know what tomorrow's going to bring.
Right.
And that's not an experience for those of us who like to plan and prepare and look to the future and get the big picture and where we're going and be intentional. And that's why we come back to saying that, you know, sometimes the distance that we have to live is the end of our nose.
Right.
And living today. So can I pray with you, Marion?
I'm sorry?
Can I pray with you?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Lord, I do pray for Marion. She, like many of us today, struggle with this because there are challenges right in front of us, right in front of our face this moment. And we feel out of control sometimes. That's a big part of it. Lord, you know that ultimately you're in control and we're not. I just ask in Marion's case that you'll give her peace today. Give her peace in the midst of the storm. Give her comfort. Be with her mom. And for every person listening today, too, that they will truly experience your peace in their life for today. In Christ's name.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Randy. He tells us, Christ tells us that, "Come to me, those who are heavy burdened, and I will give you peace," and I know that he will, and I appreciate every moment that he is with me, and I know that he's with me every second and with my mom.
That's good. Well, we'll keep praying for you, Marion. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Hey, pretty heavy today, you know, but that's where life is. Maybe not for you today. You might be a little bit up on the scale there where things are going pretty well, but there's times we get knocked off. And so today's for those of you up the scale a little bit on the ladder, things are okay. Listen and learn, because these are the lessons you can learn to help prepare you for the days when you do get kicked off the ladder, because it comes. It's part of life. Intentional living. What one thing do you do? What one thing have you do or you have become or you have learned about finding peace in your life? 888-888-1717.
Do you feel like you keep living out of the same destructive patterns in your life? How do you break free and really change things for good?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
If you can't seem to stop sabotaging yourself when it comes to health or relationships, the problem may not be your willpower. It may be your past. Did something happen to you that was really hard years ago, and you're still carrying that hurt? How do you really forgive and move forward? Start by taking 15 minutes and write down any past hurts you can think of. Ask God to show them to you and then ask Him to heal you. You might feel moved to meet with a counselor or a friend and talk things out. Or maybe God will open a door for you to help others by sharing your story or by volunteering. This is where true healing starts. See what God does with it. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Greg. Good reminder. Hey, Mary, welcome to the program. Are you there, Mary? Hello, Mary. Okay, maybe she's put us on hold. Double check. You know, today when we think about peace, there's a passage in Philippians chapter 4 that I land on often when it comes to helping people who are facing challenges in their life and difficulties in their life. And including myself, because Paul tells us here in Philippians 4, remembering where he wrote this from prison, and talking about rejoice in the Lord in verse 4, always, he says. And I'll say it again, rejoice. And then he goes on to say, let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and then the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And so he's really laying out here a process for us. I call it a little bit of a formula for dealing with tough times in your life. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, Paul says, whatever is noble, whatever is right and pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Listen to the formula. This is a little three-step formula he takes us through. He says, first of all, pray daily. Ask humbly. Give with thanksgiving. You know, give the thanksgiving daily. Boy, that's an attitude shift, isn't it? When we turn back to an attitude of thanksgiving. And then tell yourself the truth in verse 8. So he's dealing with prayer. He's dealing with our attitude. He's dealing with praise. He's dealing with our thinking. And, boy, I'll tell you, that's a powerful series of punches when it comes to dealing with worry or whatever it may be, the things that rob your peace in your life. We're talking about being intentional peace today. How do you find it? What is it that you have experienced that works for you? 888-888-1717 is my number.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Coming up, Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your faith. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Daddy, what's your one thing?
I saw the wristband that you're wearing. What is that?
Oh, that? That reminds me to concentrate on just one thing at a time to help me be better at being your dad.
Really? I don't think it works.
Well, why?
Because you're already the best dad in the world.
Living an intentional life is simpler than you think. Begin moving toward change one daily intentional step at a time. Find out how when you order Dr. Randy Carlson's The Power of One Thing from theintentionallife.com.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. So what are people doing with their intentional one thing challenge? Well, Dave said he was going to read the Gospel of John every day until he got through it. And Anne, who recognizes she has a blessed life, will focus on being totally thankful for that blessed life. Reading the Word of God and being thankful. Both are very doable, worthwhile, and will please the Lord. What's your one thing? Log on to theintentionallife.com. Again, that's theintentionallife.com. Randy.
All right, thank you much, Kurt. Welcome back to Intentional Living Center today. Just very pleased to be with you. We're passionate about the message that God's given us, and it's not about perfection. It is about how we live every day. You could take the word intentional and dissect that word. You know, you'll see that the root comes from the idea of stretching. Your intention is to stretch like a tendon. You know, you intentionally stretch. In other words, it's more than just a goal. Goals can be good ideas. A lot of people, I think, have goals. You know, someday I want to do this, and someday I want to do that, and someday I'm going to do this. Not quite as strong or powerful as an intention that is certainly goal-directed and certainly has a goal behind it, but it's even more focused. And so in this area of peace, if you wrestle with this, I hope you'll think about some of the things we're sharing today and say, hey, I'm going to get very intentional about my prayer life, about my thinking, about the people I put around me, about maybe solving some problems that are just simply need to be addressed, and learning to practice trust every day. Okay, Carly's on the line in Missouri. Hi, Carly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. You wanted to respond to what you heard from Marion.
Yeah, I had to smile because I'm not going through that exact situation, but I'm going through something that's a lot like it. My grandmother, back in November, took a very serious decline in health, and she had taken two serious declines in health previously where she'd ended up in the hospital.
Hmm.
And due to my grandfather passed away in December, and she took care of him every day of her life. before he passed away, and he had Alzheimer's. And so there was a lot of giving up. There was a lot of, you know, just a lot of things. And not due to anyone's fault, but she ended up with extreme malnourishment and bed sores and just a lot of issues. And all during this, my dad has been diagnosed with cancer. My nephew has been hospitalized due to mental health issues. I've had a sick kid. I own a daycare and do photography and try to raise three kids and be married.
Wow. There's a stress-filled life. So how do you find peace?
Right now, it's taking time in the morning by myself. And it's generally getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning and going to the gym. I have some gals that I'm doing the Daniel plan with. And I meet one of them there. And we work out. And then I meet with somebody on Wednesdays. But it's coming down to having a support system. People who I can call and say, I'm overwhelmed. I don't know how to handle this. I'm only 29 years old. How do I help someone make the decision that she needs to go to a care facility who, in essence, raised me for 6 years? How do I help her? And because I'm the closest relative other than the person she's living with. And there's just a lot to it. And it's been my church family. It's been the people who I've gone to and said, you know what, I don't know what to do. I'm going to cry. And having those people who are going to give me that godly support, who are going to say, you know what, God is for you. And I heard today a song that it says, you are for me. Carrie Job, it was on her album. And it's, I know you are for me. And I think that in the chaos, it would be really easy for me to say, God, where are you? I shouldn't have to make these decisions. I have a kid who has learning disabilities. Where are you? What am I supposed to be doing with that? And it's been fun because I know God for me because he's stepped in and has given me so many resources. And it's that reaching out of saying, I need help. I can't cope here. This isn't. And that's the joy of a church family. And that's the joy of having somebody there who will look at you and say, you know what? I've been there and we're going to get through this.
Well, that's it. God put us into community, Carly, and tends for us to be in community right from the beginning. He says it's not good for man to be alone. Built the first family. And from there, community has developed. The church is a community. And having friends, having family, this is community. And it's a good reminder that in the process of all the challenges, when you have people around you can bounce off of and pray with and be encouraged by, it makes a huge difference in your life. It really does. Carly, thank you for your call. I got to move up to Mary here, but thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it. Let me go to Mary. Mary, we found you. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, my phone died.
That's all right. What's your question or comment today?
Comment. Going through, God wanted to teach me about grace. And, I mean, I read the Bible. I love his word. I love him. But I always felt I was unlovable. And definitely taught at an early age. Awful neighbors moved in. I've been treated very wrongly by a friend who was or is a Christian. Just a lot of things are horrible.
So you wrestle with feeling peace in your life.
I wrestle with trying to like myself or love myself. And I have scriptures because I do read, and one of the scriptures that hit me for a loop was to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well, I always thought that loving yourself wasn't God's word, and but now I read that, and I'm like, that's where I need to begin.
Well, and as we shared a little bit ago, Mary, the scripture here is very clear in Philippians. I mean, if we're talking about, you know, we all bring garbage into life. We all bring stuff through our lives that can sidetrack us. I you know, there's very few people that get through a lifetime without being unscathed with things that can just knock you right off your track. And I think sometimes people have a certain personality that tend to, you know, ride above it than others. You know, I tend to be a little more philosophical, so I can get sucked into some of that thinking. But it, you know, it comes back to what we've talked about. I said to everybody who's called, everybody who's listening, whatever it is that you're facing, it could be, you know, unkind neighbors. It could be people that have been unfair to you. It could be cancer. It could be a lost job. I look at it this way. If you take a ladder and at the top you put the person with the absolute worst situation in the world, and you look down at the bottom and someone just on the first rung with hardly any problems, wherever we come in that ladder, there's always someone above us and usually someone below us. And so we recognize that as Christians, we get to a place where we say, Lord, we have to trust in you completely. And I really encourage everyone, as we come to the end of the program today, to take Philippians chapter 4, begin with about verse 4 through 8. Get Philippians 4 through 8. Read it, study it, and really apply it to your life. And see what God does for you. Well, I want to thank you all for joining us today here. You know, Intentional Living, we have a passion about figuring out what pleases Christ and doing it, Ephesians 5:10. And for many years, we have been Intentional Living. And we will continue to be. That is our passion. And I just want to say thank you to all of the listeners, everyone who supports this ministry. I want to thank you for allowing us to do this. You, bottom line, help us make sure that we can get the satellite broadcasting going, keep the staff going, make sure the phone lines are open, that the radio, that we can work with the radio stations to make sure that we can be on the air every day. And I thank you for your support. We're listener supported. Without it, we can't continue. I mean, that's the bottom line. We ended behind where we needed to be last year slightly. I just came out of a board meeting and we had to make some adjustments for this year. And I'm just asking you to pray with us about your ongoing support. If you're a member, thank you for standing with us every month. It's so meaningful. And if you're not, come and join us. Your best love gift will make a difference. And as you do, I'll make sure you start receiving every month from me to you my teaching exclusively for our Intentional Living monthly members. In fact, some of you, those who are members, should have just received the one in the mail for the month of January just last week. And I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for your support. I want to thank Lynn, who's joined us from Michigan, and from Jennifer from Berlin, New Mexico. Thank you, both of you. $1 a day, $30 a month in support of the ministry. Thank you for doing that. You can come and join as well. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Are you starved for affection? That's a book I wrote, and it's also a topic that's coming your way real soon here from Intentional Living. Have a great day, and we will see you next time.